理课堂听 class.com。
金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。各位朋友好，又到了金融世界节目时间。这套金融知识英语讲座是由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的，我是马建元。
我是刘江。在上次节目当中，我们谈了货币的历史和它的三种基本功能，这三种功能的英文词汇是
Medium of Exchange，
交换媒介，
Unit of Account，
计算单位，
Store of Value，
价值储存手段。
现代货币除了这三种基本功能之外，还必须有三种特性，也就是
Portability，
可携带性，
Durability，
持久性，
Divisibility，
可分性。
从历史上来看，有很多不同形式的货币都因为不能完全满足这三种特性的要求，因而逐步被淘汰，让位给新的符合这些特性要求的货币形式。澳大利亚墨尔本大学商学院的哈珀教授对此做了介绍。
Earliest days, for example, in Babylon, ancient Babylon, measures of wheat were the money commodity. People would exchange other goods and services, firstly by exchanging quantities of wheat, and eventually it was worked out by the Babylonian priests that they could hold the wheat in a central store and then simply keep records of who owned the wheat. And rather than physically moving the wheat around, eventually we had a primitive system, quite advanced by the terms of the day, of record keeping. We had ledgers.
哈珀教授在谈话中提到这样一些词汇：
Money commodity，
商品货币，实物货币；
Primitive system of record keeping，
原始簿记制度
，ledger，
分户账。
下面我们分段听一下哈珀教授的这段谈话和中文翻译。
Earliest days, for example, in Babylon, ancient Babylon, measures of wheat were the money commodity. People would exchange other goods and services, firstly by exchanging quantities of wheat.
古时候，比如在古巴比伦，小麦的数量被当作实物货币使用。人们在交换其他货物和服务之前，先要交换小麦的数量。
And eventually, it was worked out by the Babylonian priests that they could hold the wheat in a central store.And then simply keep records of who owned the wheat.
最后由巴比伦的祭司做计算，把小麦保存在一个中心仓库，然后只需要记录下谁拥有这些小麦就可以了。
And rather than physically moving the wheat around, eventually we had a primitive system, quite advanced by the terms of the day, of record keeping. We had ledgers.
这样用不着把小麦搬来搬去。结果我们有了在当时条件下很先进的原始簿记制度，也就是分户账。
下面我们再完整听一遍哈珀教授的这段谈话。
In the earliest days, for example, in Babylon, ancient Babylon, measures of wheat were the money commodity. people would exchange other goods and services, firstly by exchanging quantities of wheat, and eventually it was worked out by the Babylonian priests that they could hold the wheat in a central store and then simply keep records of who owned the wheat. And rather than physically moving the wheat around, eventually we had a primitive system, quite advanced by the terms of the day, of record keeping. We had ledgers.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。接下来，澳洲广播电台金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克解释了货币的持久性和可分性问题。他说
：“So even though the problem of portability was solved, a further one was still present, that of durability. Because wheat perishes over time, it's not a good store of value. What are good stores of value, of course, are precious metals, such as gold and silver.It's not difficult to see why these became a form of money. But in their earliest forms, they were not easily divisible. You didn't always have the precise amount, or you couldn't get change. So divisibility is a key property of money.
下面我们分段听一遍巴里·克拉克的谈话以及中文翻译。
So even though the problem of portability was solved, a further one was still present, that of durability. Because wheat perishes over time, it's not a good store of value.
尽管可携带的问题解决了，进一步的问题仍然存在，也就是持久性的问题。因为小麦随着时间的推移会腐烂，它不是好的价值储存手段。
What are good stores of value, of course?Are precious metals, such as gold and silver. It's not difficult to see why these became a form of money. But in their earliest forms, they were not easily divisible.
好的价值储存手段当然是贵重金属，比如金银。因此很容易理解为什么它们会成为一种货币。但是在它们最初的形态，它们并不容易分割。
You didn't always have the precise amount.Or you couldn't get change. So divisibility is a key property of money.
你不会总带有确切的钱数，或者你无法获得找零，因此可分性是货币的一个重要的特性。
下面我们完整听一遍巴里·克拉克的这段谈话。
So even though the problem of portability was solved,A further one was still present, that of durability. Because wheat perishes over time, it's not a good store of value. What are good stores of value, of course, are precious metals, such as gold and silver. It's not difficult to see why these became a form of money. But in their earliest forms, they were not easily divisible. You didn't always have the precise amount.Or you couldn't get change. So divisibility is a key property of money.
Money makes a world go round the world, go round the world. Money makes a world go round the clinking, clanking, sound. Money, 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 get a little, money, 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 mark a yen, a buck, go round the clinking, clanking, clunking sound. Is all that makes a world go round. It makes a world go round.
在今天的节目中，我们介绍了货币的三种特性，这三种特性的英文是
Portability
可携带性
Durability
持久性
Divisibility
可分性。
不过，随着我们走入了电子货币的时代，这些货币特性的定义也许又要重新改写。
现在我们再复习一下今天涉及的另外一些英文词汇。
Money commodity，
商品货币，实物货币。
Primitive system of record keeping，
原始簿记制度。
Ledger，
分户账。
在结束今天的节目之前，我们把澳大利亚墨尔本大学哈珀教授和澳广金融节目主持人巴里克拉克关于货币特性的谈话再听一遍。
In the earliest days, for example, in Babylon, ancient Babylon, measures of wheat were the money commodity. People would exchange other goods and services.Firstly, by exchanging quantities of wheat. And eventually, it was worked out by the Babylonian priests that they could hold the wheat in a central store and then simply keep records of who owned the wheat. And rather than physically moving the wheat around, eventually we had a primitive system, quite advanced by the terms of the day, of record keeping. We had ledgers.
So even though the problem of portability was solved, a further one was still present, that of durability. Because wheat perishes over time, it's not a good store of value. What are good stores of value, of course, are precious metals, such as gold and silver. It's not difficult to see why these became a form of money. But in their earliest forms, they were not easily divisible.You didn't always have the precise amount, or you couldn't get change. So divisibility is a key property of money.
这次由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
刘江和马建元，谢谢您的收听。